Since Governor Gary Herbert declared a statewide emergency in early March, many of Utah's counties have followed suit. From our Southwest News Bureau, KUER's David Fox has more on what that means.
When the Millard County Commission declared a state of emergency earlier this week, their county became the 19th in the state to do so in a little over 2 weeks. Before them, it was Washington County, which issued a similar declaration last week. Their attorney, Eric Clark, says the step allows county governments to move more quickly by relaxing rules on things like budget changes, which normally require a public meeting and 10 days advance notice.
Clearly, in an emergency situation, sometimes that's just not possible.
Since public health emergencies have been declared at both the state and national levels, Clark says the county-level declarations will focus more on the economic effects of the pandemic. Here's Weber County Commissioner Gage Froyer explaining what this means at a press conference last week.
This will allow us access to both federal and state funds and programs for the benefit of our residents and our businesses. What it doesn't mean is that the officials that you see in front of you today are in a panic mode.
And Washington County Commissioner Gil Almquist says that's true. This isn't a cause for alarm. He says instead, they're a way for local leaders to signal to state and federal officials that they're taking proactive steps to seek out funding and make sure their needs are met.
Each county is going to have its own needs, and ours may be different from Duchesne or Garfield or some other county, and so it shows our local residents that we know exactly what's happening to their businesses and also to their health.
One example of those resources are economic injury disaster loans from the Small Business Administration, which, as of last week, are now available in all 29 counties in the state. David Fox, KUER News.